Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, and welcome to another Personalize Your Faith show. This is LaTanya Price coming to you today, actually, with a very, very special show today, because today I actually wanted to give you all a great interview that I'd done not too long ago. And so I wanted to definitely give you the opportunity to hear one of the ladies that I have coached through self-publishing. And she actually was able to have her book published. So what I want to do first and foremost, of course, like I always like to do, is give that little update of my the intro that you all hear, of course, is just my generalized intro for Personalize Your Faith. But also, you know, as in my last show, I explained how there's just been a shift, of just a slight shift, not a major one, just a slight shift in all that I've been really working on. And so what I've been working on now is a lot of the self-publishing and writing of your story. And so what now is what I like to tell people is just as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publishing their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. So I have shifted into this, which I truly feel is going to allow me just to kind of really offer even more opportunities to give people a chance to, I would love to do more interviews, of course, that the ones that have self-published and things like that, so they get a chance to promote their particular book. But also, I feel that it will allow me to capture some other stories, allow me to branch out into those areas of just encouragement and empowerment just a little bit more, and just be able to have a very diverse show when it comes to personalizing your faith, because this faith is so much in every area of our lives. It has such an impact in every area of our lives. So I wanted to go ahead and, like I said, introduce Miss Anointed Woman of God. She's a psalmist as well. Beautiful voice. She actually sung at me and my husband's wedding. She was the voice that was at the very beginning. So this is a young woman that I was introduced to through my husband, and she is amazing. She has a beautiful spirit. And so I'm going to let you all listen into that interview and then, of course, conclude out with the normal way we do. All right, here we go.
Hey, Fatima, thank you so much for joining me today. I truly appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. It's a Friday, and that's awesome.
Yeah. I know, right? So I wanted to definitely have you on, and we've been talking a lot about self-publishing. So it's kind of all leading up to some things that are going to be going on. And so I wanted to interview a few people that I have worked with. And so you are my first official guest. And so I wanted to really just take some time, ask you some questions. Maybe you got some tips or something for the listeners. When it comes to self-publishing, I've really just been, my last couple of shows, they were really just kind of, you know, talking about, hey, it's time to birth that story. It's kind of time to get over the fear. It's time to kind of get over all the doubts and all that negativity and, you know, allowing God to use them in that fashion of birthing their story. So I work with you individually on your particular book, which was entitled Silly Women. So how was your self-publishing experience?
I would say that it was a seamless process. It was much easier than I mentally beat myself over. It was less strenuous and time-consuming than I thought it would be. It was also economical, I felt like. Mm-hmm. I remember it being very easy, and the tools that were suggested, Upwork, as well as Create Space, were phenomenal. I was able to find graphic artists for my cover as well as proofreaders. It was extremely valuable in assisting me to publish the book. And it also offered the opportunity to put my book on their website as well as Amazon.com. So there were a lot of perks to using those tools.
Yes, yes. Definitely. Those are some of the things I know when I do tell people, I'll be like, hey, there's all kinds of resources. You would be so surprised at what is out there. And I know working with last year, I know when I was working with some people, you know, it was like, hey, if you just take some time, breathe. It's some resources out there. It's definitely possible. It is possible. So, you know, so it's definitely one of those things that's not impossible. I feel like God has put us in a season and a time and an age where, yes, technology has definitely advanced, and unfortunately, it can fall into the bad hands. But when they're placed in the right hands, so many marvelous things can come forth. I want you to kind of tell me, like, what did you learn about yourself through this process? Because I know this book it's a lot about, you know, what, you know, your experience as far as, you know, so what are some things you kind of learned about yourself through this process?
I had to learn to help myself be delivered from the spirit of procrastination. Yes. I had to learn to be determined.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we start and then procrastination sets in, but God said, finish, you know, you need to finish. I learned that transparency is not always easy when it comes to talking about yourself and mistakes that you've made, and not to allow the spirit of pride to come in. And so I had to allow the spirit of pride to melt under the pressure of the refiner's fire.
That's good.
Yeah. I learned that I'm still a work on the wheel, and submission to God is a daily covenant that I had to make with God.
That's good. Yeah. That's some good stuff. Yes, because I know there's so many of us that have some amazing stories. I tell people that I get a lot of emails. When I tell people that I get a lot of emails, I really do. I'm not just saying that just to be thrown out there. Especially when I do the Work It, Write It Challenge, which, of course, is, you know, ongoing. And people, when I tell you all the different topics and ideas and purposes and testimonies, and when I tell you there are so many of these stories, I tell people, please get these birthed. Oh, my God. Get these stories birthed. And it's like you said, it's like you do have to be transparent. You kind of, you know, you don't want to be in that procrastination mode. But like you said, if God is telling you to finish, be obedient and finish.
Right.
Be obedient and finish. And like you said, it's a refinement that's happening daily. It's definitely that thing of killing your flesh daily, because, of course, you still want to just lay back, procrastinate, like, oh, I'll get to it. I promise I'll get to it. And you never do. But it's like, oh, my God, there are so many awesome and amazing people and I get emails from everywhere, not just people from in the United States. actually get people, you know, from Africa to Jamaica to, you know, everywhere. And there are just so many amazing stories that just needs to be birthed. And so, yes, it is definitely a process that you will experience, but it's worth it. It's worth it. With your book, like I said, it is entitled Silly Women. Why did you want to write your book?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I saw several women who were like me. And it's like I couldn't reach them all, and mm-hmm. so that was one of the things. I knew that I had been a silly woman in many, if not all, of my relationships, and if I had been silly, then I knew there were other women who were going through what I was going through. I felt like my voice on the matter was important, and I wanted mm-hmm. to let other women know that you can recognize your detour from the path and have opportunities to redirect, refocus, and re-God-center yourself.
Mm.
And then you can forgive yourself and heal and mend and be whole. And I wanted to share that.
Yes,
the process,
yes.
The story, the beginning to the end, and how do you, you know, overcome those things.
Yes, yes. And actually, and forgive me, let me just kind of, I should have put maybe as a two-part question, give a brief just description of what, you know, of what the book is about, actually. And it's a powerful book, y'all. It's a powerful book. Give, if you can, just a brief description on what your book, Silly Women, is all about.
It talks about relationships, and it can be relationships with your parents, relationships with your spouse, significant others, people at work, and it helps you to deal with why those relationships aren't working, looking at yourself
mm-hmm.
and not allowing yourself to become attached to people in order to fill voids
mm-hmm.
that are taking place in your life from the mother-father relationship or sister-brother relationship or things that have happened to you in your life, such as maybe molestation or things
mm-hmm.
like that, and
mm-hmm.
how they can inhibit your ability to have a healthy relationship. It also talks about forgiveness and
mm-hmm.
letting go, getting over those things. But it mostly talks about the silly woman who's laden with sin, and she's led away of her own lust. So it talks about recognizing, coming into the reality that it becomes real in your own eyes. Your issues become
yes.
real in your own eyes, and that therefore you are able to deal with those issues, because you have to acknowledge that I have this issue before you can be healed from it.
Yes. Yes.
So that's what it talks about.
Yes.
And being submitted to God, going from silly woman to the submitted to God woman.
Yes. I was like, I knew there's a subtitle too.
Yes.
I was like, there's a subtitle,
yes.
but yeah. I was like, oh, and I remember just working with you, and I was just like, oh my God, we need to get this hurry up, get this book going.
Yeah.
We need to get the book going. And so, yes, yes, it is an amazing, amazing book. I just have a couple more questions for you. You know, in this interview, I won't hold people long. So, what are a couple of things that you, maybe you can just kind of elaborate even further on? What kind of just helped you stay focused and motivated just to kind of keep writing? Because I know one of the things that people always ask me, you know, well, where do I start when it comes to, you know, getting a book done? I tell people, start writing. And sometimes the writing process is the longest process, you know.
Yeah.
So what kind of helped you to stay focused and motivated just to keep writing?
Well, I honestly have to say that I hit a fork in the road, and I had stopped writing, and I was involved in a movement called I Am She,
mm-hmm.
and the leader, Lady Nicole Green, had a conference entitled No More Silly Women, and I reluctantly told her that I had been writing a book or working on this book entitled Silly Women, and she pushed me. She's like, you need to get it done. I want you to have it done before the conference, and I want you to have it out on the tables at the conference. And I would say it was probably a 3 to 4 month time frame
mm-hmm.
between that conversation and the actual conference. And so I really had to get some fire up under my buns and get it going. It's like, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But I didn't realize that I had written already as much as I had. And it was just piecing everything together, pulling it, putting it in the right sequence, making the chapters, and, you know, entitling the chapters and pulling in the Word of God and all of that. So that's kind of where I was that really helped me be on task and stay focused was that little glimpse of fire from her saying, you know. But also I would say that I was afraid. I was afraid. And when I actually approached her, it was very reluctantly. I don't know if I should tell her about this. It's really not, you know, worth, you know, mentioning, and I don't know if I have everything. And so I had to let go of fear.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that helped me get my focus back. You really can do this. You really can do this. And so that was the one thing that helped me stay focused and get motivated, telling other people about it. You, of course, were definitely someone that put your hand in my back, naturally, like, you're going to get this done. And sometimes you have to attach yourself to those people and detach from people who are going to talk you out of it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh. That's a good one. Definitely one of those. I actually mentioned, I call it like a recycling of your inner circle sometimes. Because sometimes you you have those people that unfortunately they're not really pushing you. You love them, but you know, they're not really pushing you the way where you need to be going, especially in a particular season. And so, you know, in that particular season where you were at, you know, like you said, even though you were a little reluctant, you were a little fearful, you know, you got yourself attached to the folks that you needed, and God knew. And so, you know, you got her done. And like you said, even with the writing process, that's why I tell people, you know, just start writing. Sometimes it's not even about trying to organize everything at first. Just start writing. Some people have journals automatically. You know, some people keep journals like since they were a child to even when they're an adult. And I mentioned to people, you know, if you have a journal, write in the journal. That's fine. It's just when you start the transition, of course, you know, because you do, it's like an online process. So, yes, it does mean you have to kind of type some stuff up. But that part in and of itself isn't, if you have stuff already typed out or written out, typing it really shouldn't be as bad since you already got it.
Right. That's true.
So definitely just start writing because that can be a long process. Longest part. So in just to kind of wrap up just a little bit before we kind of tell people how can they get your book and all that awesome stuff, what are just some encouraging words that you want to give just for someone who is considering that whole self-publishing process?
Well, I first want to say is you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And when you doubt yourself, you can do it. Don't be detoured, don't be discouraged, and don't feel like you don't have what it takes to even write the book. Sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit for our experiences. It's your experience and not your education that qualifies you. I am educated, but my experiences is what's in that book.
Yes.
And so being an overcomer qualifies you. Enduring, the fact that you endured and you came out on the other side, it qualifies you to write the book, to write it, to tell somebody is thinking, I'm the only one going through this. And so that's why the enemy is fighting you not to write it, because he wants to keep them locked in that cycle of divide and conquer. You know, that if I can get you by yourself and thinking that, you know, you're the only person in this, then I can actually destroy you. You will destroy yourself mentally from the inside out. And so, no, there are people waiting. There are people who are waiting on what you have been through.
Ooh, gave me chills. Gave me chills. Love it. Yes, yes. That just, you know, that just reiterates everything that, you know, yes. So you heard it from someone that's actually done it. So let people know where they can either just connect with you. This is, she's an awesome woman of God. Psalmist Fatima Knox, she's an awesome woman of God. Tell people how they can connect with you, get your book, all that awesome stuff.
Well, you can connect with me on Facebook. I'm kind of rebranding right now, so some of my stuff is under construction. But I can be reached at Psalmist Fatima Knox. I know that's a lot, but at Psalmist Fatima Knox on Facebook. And that's Fetima Knox, Knox.
Mm-hmm.
To get the book, you can go to Amazon.com or createspace.com and type in Silly Women.
Yay.
And it's under the author's name of Fatima Knox. So
yeah,
that's where you can find me.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. People, all those that are listening, please, please, please go out, get that book, order it. Especially if, maybe if you don't even need it, but you know somebody, and you probably do if it ain't yourself. You know somebody that needs that encouraging word or that empowerment on not being that silly woman any longer, and just being able to recognize self and relationships and knowing how to take that responsibility and making yourself progress forward and move forward and be delivered out of what circumstances that you might be in. So definitely, like she said, visit her web on createspace.com or Amazon, and then, of course, connect with her on Facebook with the Psalmist Fatima Knox. And so I thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
All right. Wasn't that a wonderful, wonderful interview? Oh, my goodness. I really so much appreciate her. I appreciate just the words of encouragement that she was just giving. Words of encouragement that I do try to ensure that my listeners, that you all, not you, and technically, really, you're not all my listeners. Really, what you are, you really are just my community. You're my community, my brothers and sisters out there that are hearing me. And so I just love to be able to pass along that level of encouragement, that level of just pure and sincere love. You know, when I do these, of course, although, yes, I'm always kind of making sure I have some type of topic or theme or something. But every single time I want to ensure that no matter what the listener might be going through, that particular word or that particular message or that particular encouragement or that particular empowerment, that particular call to action, that particular activity or whatever you might hear, it might just be that confirmation that you need to hear. It might just be what you are needing to hear to make it through your next and upcoming week. And so even if you're not writing a book, always understand that, you know, in life we need to know that we can do whatever it is God has assigned to us. And that is what is going to be so, so essential to really grasp, okay? So that was awesome. Please make sure to check out her book. It is available, Silly Women, From Silly to Submitted. It is available, of course, as stated, on Amazon and also createspace.com. Get your copy. You do not want to not have that book. It's amazing. It is truly amazing. So definitely get that, all right? And as always, you can visit my new website, which is www.latanyaprice.com. If you visit there, you'll notice how all kinds of just some news and events that are coming up. Like I said, there is some minor shiftings. So if you go to that website, you can be kept up to date. Also, always you can get a copy of my book, Focus Faith, for free if you just sign up for my emails. Of course, those emails are also ways to stay up to date with all upcoming events. And then, of course, if you like I said, if you want to connect with me on social media, those are also available as well. All right. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up with a word of prayer as always. God, we come to you as humbled and as loving as we can towards you. God, you are an amazing God. You are so incredible. You are so magnificent. And God, we can't do anything without you. God, we ask that you forgive us of the mistakes that we make. You forgive us of the shortcomings that we make every day. God, I ask you just forgive us. God, I ask that you will just do as you do best and look on our hearts. Look upon our heart and see exactly what it is that we do need to be strengthened in and what we do need to do better of and what we do need to encourage the next person, what we need to tell the next person. Each and every one of us has an assignment, and that assignment is all about upbuilding the kingdom, upbuilding a world that is looking towards you and not always looking towards what's the visible, but what's the invisible. God, I ask that you would just bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, God. Bless them like never before. God, this year is wrapping up so quickly. So many things have happened, amazing and wonderful. Things that have happened that also has caused some sadness as well. But God, you're yet working it all out for our good. You're yet working it all out in a way that still brings you glory and honor and just demonstrating your power. God, we give you honor and glory and praise on today. God, I ask that you would just touch the world as a whole. Touch all leaders. Touch every nation. God, I ask that you will just continue to just bring forth those leaders that are needing to come forth in this up and coming season and for generations and generations to come. God, I ask that you will just allow your glory just to get bigger and bigger and greater. And in the midst of that happening, we know sometimes it's going to be hard to see that glory, because there's going to be some events that's going to look very, very negative and very, very just not like it's for your glory. But we always know and must recognize that your glory sometimes does have to come after the storm, after the negativity, after all of those things that does not look very pleasant. But that's when your glory is magnified. God, will continue to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray. Amen. Until next time, everyone have a great rest of the week. Bye.